Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we love you. Father, we ask you to give us a heart of flesh and ears to hear what you would speak to us this morning out of your word, Lord, and by your spirit. We ask you to circumcise our hearts and create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us and let us receive with meekness the engrafted word of God in Jesus' name and be changed forever. So we're in Matthew 7. We read about not judging other people wrongly and hypocritically. When we have sin in our own lives, God is not going to use us. We read in verse 1 through 5 last week, God's not trying to use me to correct anybody else if I won't be corrected myself. And then when we are corrected, we're humble and we're trying to help others. We're not condemning and judging them. We are actually trying to help them overcome. Matthew 7:6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. So the Lord Jesus tells us that we are to get all of the logs out of our own eyes so that we can help others. And he's talking about the context is helping others. Then he says this, he tells us that there are some who will not be helped. They do not want help. They love their darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil and they're unrepentant. When we read this chapter, we may sometimes scratch our head and say, some of this stuff seems disjointed, but is it really? No, it's not disjointed at all. Although sometimes in scripture, especially in the poetic books like Proverbs, things can be disjointed, but nevertheless, they're divine truth. So he tells us here so far in this chapter not to try to be used to help others till you get your life right with me first, Jesus says. And then he says, you got to be careful because there are going to be some people you try to minister to who do not want me and the light of my truth. And that's why, verse 7, you're going to have to ask and you shall receive. And part of that asking is that we're going to have to ask for discernment to see who the dogs and the swine are and who the good-hearted people are that want his truth. So in verse 6, where he warns us about the dogs and the swine, it proves that Jesus did not intend to forbid every kind of judgment. In fact, in another place, he said, judge righteous judgment, John 7, verse 24. Jesus was not saying that all judgment is wrong. In John 7, 24, he said, judge, he commanded us to judge righteous judgment. The only way that we can possibly judge righteous judgment is to pray. Verse 7, ask and it shall be given you, right? We got to ask God to help us get the logs out of our own eyes, the deceit, the idolatry, all of the sins, all of the darkness that blinds us. We got to ask God to help us like David did in Psalm 51 to get all of this hypocrisy out of our lives so that we can actually help others and discern when we're talking to a dog or a swine that does not want his truth. So I'm going to read verse 5 through 7 together so that we can see the synthesis here. Notice in the continuity of what he's teaching, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam or the log, the tree trunk out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly. And then you're going to be able to what? Help cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. You're going to be able to help others, but first you got to get the hypocrisy and the evil and the sin out of your own life. He's talking about helping others in verse 5, and then he says, give not that which is holy unto dogs. Don't give the word of God to dogs. See, so what you did is obey God by shutting him out. You know, on social media, we also have the example of people who don't want the truth. And the Bible says, and they're swine and dogs, Titus 3:10, to reject any man that is a heretic after you've given him the truth one and then two times. So we have to obey God. Listen, here's something we need to see here. God is not begging anybody into his kingdom. We need him. They need him. He does not need us. What does it tell us here? If you are allowing and entertaining dogs and swine, you are absolutely disobeying God. God says that we are to reject dogs and swine, Titus 3, verse 10. In verse 11 of Titus 3, right after that, he says, knowing that he that is such, like the guy you're talking about there that you locked out, is subverted and sinneth. He's in sin. Being condemned of himself. That's verse 11, Titus 3. After God says that we are to reject those that are heretics, those who hear the truth of God once and then twice again, and yet don't receive it and still argue and are in unbelief, they are subverted, they're in sin, and they are condemned of themselves. We see here in the first several verses of Matthew chapter 7, what an important text this is, that we are to not misjudge others. We're to get all the sin out of our own lives, and then God is going to use us to help others. But when he's using us to minister, he wants us to pray. Verse 7, ask and it shall be given you for discernment so that we know who the dog and the swine are. So God wants us to get the sin out of our own lives, then he wants to use us, and yet he wants us to stay in prayer and walk in a life of prayer so that we can discern the dogs and the swine, which he is not going to minister to. He does not want to minister to them. All of those who do not receive the word of God, they don't repent and receive the word of God by faith, they count themselves unworthy of everlasting life. Remember, the Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen? So verse 7, after the Lord tells us to get all the sin cleaned out of our lives, and then to beware of those who do not want the truth, do not try to force it on them, then he says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And one of those things we're asking, seeking, and knocking on the door for God to answer and give us is discernment to know who he wants to minister to through you. So we are here instructed to ask, seek, and knock in prayer on God's door. In part, we are to pray for him to show us who to minister to and who not to minister to. Jesus here in our main verse, verse 6 today, is warning us not to give that which is holy to the dogs or cast the pearls of his word and your time that God's given you to the swine. And the swine and the dogs are those who are unrepentant. They do not want to get right with God. They have their own sin issue. Under the Mosaic law, the dogs and swine were unclean animals, right? And these terms are being used here by Jesus to depict or illustrate wicked people. So Jesus is using parabolic, illustrative language to identify ungodly people who refuse to repent and put their faith in Christ by talking about them in terms of them being dogs and swine, the very lowest form of animals in society. So remember, under the Mosaic law, dogs and swine were the lowest form of creation, if you will. They were considered unclean animals. And that's what Jesus is using here to depict wicked, unrepentant people. When you and I meet vicious, unrepentant people who treat the Word of God with contempt at the ministry of the Word of God, then we are not obligated to continue to share the Word of God with them. So we have to look at this instruction as a divine command. We are not to try to minister to people who do not want the truth. That is a divine command. So we just need to shut up and obey. This is a divine command. I want every believer, every true disciple listening to my voice to understand that Jesus is giving you a command not to give his word and his time that he's given you or any resources to those that are dogs and swines. They're unrepentant and they don't want to repent and get right with God. Remember, Jesus said, when the word of God that you preach is not received, and you're not received because you preach the word of God, you are to shake off the dust of your feet as a judgment against them. This is a command, not a suggestion. Titus 3:10 also gives us the same command. It says, a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. You are to reject anybody who does not receive and believe the word of God and receive it with love from God. Titus 3:10 says to reject anybody who doesn't joyfully, lovingly receive the word of God by faith. So Jesus then says that we're to pray that he gives us spiritual perception to discern the dogs and the swine. And so that's why Jesus goes right into teaching on prayer, so that we know we are to pray and walk in the Spirit in order to be able to know who the dogs and the swine are. So Jesus wants us to commit the truths of the gospel to faithful men, 2 Timothy 2:2. Paul says, 2 Timothy 2:22, that we are to commit the word of God to faithful men. So we're comparing dogs and swine with faithful men. So there's a difference between, there's a contrast between dogs and swine and faithful men. The book of Daniel speaks about how Satan wants to wear out the saints of the Most High. In the book of Daniel, we read about how Satan and his agents want to, quote, wear out the saints of the Most High. The Bible also says that we are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. The Bible says that we are to walk in the Spirit, and then when we do, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Including, you will not force feed or try to force feed pearls to swines and dogs. And in order to walk in the Spirit, to walk in discernment and godly perception of what's going on around you, you're going to have to live a life of prayer. Amen. So verse 7, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So what he's saying here forms a natural acronym. Notice, ask, seek, and knock, right? In English, A-S-K. So he's saying here, ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, and knock and keep knocking. This prayer prescription from Jesus concerns anything you want to pray for to God. This prayer instruction and prescription from Jesus concerns any and everything you want to pray to God for. So in another place, the Bible says, let your requests be known unto God. But in this context specifically, he's speaking about discernment to know who we are ministering to. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive all of our sins right now. In the name of Jesus, please forgive us for all of our hypocrisy, deceit, rebellion, and unbelief. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and teach us to discern. For we know that you said that to obey is better than sacrifice. I love you, Jesus. Please teach me to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.